Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Happy Easter, everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode 679 for April the 17th, 2022. And we're all on a sugar high. Oh, no, I am, definitely. here we are. I've got two wonderful Easter bunnies. I have got Kim.
Howdy, howdy.
And Pete. Hello, Pete.
Good day.
Happy
good day.
Easter
Hello.
To you both.
Happy and you.
Yeah, so here we are again. The Overseas Connection is a podcast about video games. And friendship and fun and a bit of laughter. We are more mature gamers. Fuck, we're not kids. We're older. Some of us might have a five at the front of their age. It's terrible. We're here. We do this every single week. It goes out on a Sunday evening on twitch.tv/OC podcast, youtube.com/OC podcast. You can come in there and join our live chat. And interact with us live as we do, and it's kind of lovely. I am Robin Tate. I am in a little village called Ahoghill, which is spelt A-H-O-G-H-I-L-L, Ahog Hill. And that's outside a bigger town called Ballymena, and that's in Northern Ireland. And if you look at the little map of Northern Ireland, there's a lake in the middle, and I'm on the sort of top right-hand corner, and it's wet today. But there's plenty of chocolate.
Chocolate. Well, the lake's wet, or...
Well, yeah, well, just I was looking at my paddleboard today and I'm thinking, it's nearly time to get that out. Nearly time to get that out. So today, birthday-wise, I have one. And it's my little one, Jasmine, who is now 4 years old. And that was amazing. We had our big party yesterday, but we'll chat about that in a minute. So happy birthday, you little diva.
Here. Happy birthday to you.
And here we
go. Recognized.
Here we go.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Hey, okay, so it's Easter. And Easter bunnies have came and went and they brought us lots of chocolate. And so we had a big party here yesterday, and if you've seen some of the videos and different bits and pieces or pictures, we had a bouncy castle here. Thank God it was yesterday, because today is terribly wet. Mm-hmm. We had about a million kids here yesterday. I kind of laughed. Greg has sent up a photograph, which I'll pull out and put up as a bit of a quiz, and he wanted us to count the Easter eggs, and I'm chatting to him back there. He's giving me the number, and I'm going, Greg, I must have hid about a ton and a half of chocolate around our property yesterday for all of the kids. And they're all as high as kites. Absolutely. So there's a ton of them yesterday. Big event in the house. Lovely big birthday cake. I got the guys from my work to drop off an ice cream machine. So outside this door now is a whipped ice cream machine working away. You can put your head underneath it and get whipped. it's just crazy. I mean, earlier on today, Judith bought me an Easter egg, bought herself one as well, a lovely big sort of lint Easter egg, and I thought, well, I know what I'm going to do with this. So I opened it today and brought it out to the ice cream machine, and filled it full of whipped ice cream, covered it in marshmallows and sprinkles and all the other stuff that I've got there, and brought it in. And I have to say, I am jumping. And the kids today, after yesterday, we just went, just go and eat what you want. Just do, you know, have it. It's Easter. Just, we usually control it a lot, but they are wee buggers today. They are just, So, yeah. And Jasmine can't really have dairy too much, okay? God bless her. She's had a load of ice creams yesterday and chocolate and pizza and all the stuff that she shouldn't have been having. And today she's like a puffy hamster. But she's now got the taste for the real chocolate. So the fakey chocolate that we can give her safely. Nah, I don't want that. And ice cream. This morning, like half seven this morning. Chocolate! Chocolate! And I find her hiding in the corner with a tiny packet of mini cream eggs.
My precious.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's been a busy, busy weekend. So I'm glad to get out here. Glad to get out here tonight. So I'm just to try and cut the sugar rush. I'm having a glass or two of red wine tonight. So, yeah.
Robin, there's a real nice vegan ice cream called Swedish Glaze.
Yep.
Do you give that to Yasmin or?
Well, yeah, she'll take an oat milk ice cream and stuff. And by rights, I should have put some vegan whipped ice cream in the machine for her. Yeah. But nah, I didn't. She'll be all right. It'll toughen her up.
There you go.
Hopefully she'll not need the EpiPen later on. It'll be okay. No, but it's been great. So tomorrow then we have another batch of people coming to the house. More kids for more ice cream and more stuff and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's been my weekend. So, I mean, for Easter, what do you guys do?
Kim?
Well, no, sometimes we have, like, a big Easter dinner. Now, we didn't do it this weekend because 2 weekends from now we'll be celebrating my dad and my little nephew Owen's birthday. So I thought, well, let's skip it this year. But as you noticed, they all came down. I mean, my brother and his wife and their 2 kids were just here. My sister and her 2 boys were just here. Well, actually, Anthony is still here because he's spending the night. So, it's kind of the same thing as it is with your house. There's lots of chocolate, lots of food. You know, everybody's here. So, just not this year because, like I said, we have a big birthday coming up. So, we decided maybe we'd take a pass. So.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, as well as that, I mean, you sort of living on bread and water now with this tax bill and stuff like that there. So, donations.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right.
And Pete, Do you go out? Do you do an Easter thing?
Usually we do something like whether it's going out to a National Trust place or doing some at a time. But this year, we've not really. No, we've been kind of quiet on the old Easter thing. We've got a couple of Easter eggs on top of the fridge, but we've not touched any. I'm not high on sugar. But I have brought like a packet of sweet popcorn up with me tonight. So if I go quiet, I'm probably yomping.
Munching on
that.
The popcorn?
Yeah. I went to London Thursday with Michelle to watch a gig.
Oh.
And no, you probably never have heard of the group. They're called Smith & Wesson.
Smith & Wesson?
A little bit like the gun. No, it's a hip-hop group from the 90s.
I can like hip-hop.
Well, I'm not saying that you probably haven't heard of this group. So they're an old 90s, old-school hip-hop group, and I love them, I do. And Shell bought me tickets for a wedding present, and it got cancelled, I think, twice, or should I say rescheduled. And, we actually got to see him on Thursday. And it was so, so good. I'm not going to say exactly who was smoking weed in the building, but the venue was called the Jazz Cafe, and it's a brilliant venue. It's like, it's on 3 floors. There's on the second and third floor, there's a restaurant built into it, and the food's really, really nice. So we had seats. And we was in the gods a little bit, and there was a couple of people that didn't turn up, and we noticed one of the seats was like, it was prime viewing. It was brilliant. And we turned up and we had our food, and we said, are those seats available over there? And then the attendant who was seen to us with our food and stuff says, well, let's just wait until they finish your food and let's see what happens. We finished our food and she was like, you may as well just go over to those seats. And it was prime. It was just the best seats in the house. So we ended up watching the shows right on top of the group, pretty much. And I've never been in a venue where there was a lot of people smoking weed. Very, very much stunk of weed. And I'm so glad we was like kind of on the top, really, because it was it was pretty gangster on the bottom floor. But it was good. It was so good.
So did you dress for it? I mean, did you pull out the old Shell tracksuit or anything like that there? I mean, did you go in theme? Because I would have done that. I would have had that little shiny tracksuit and everything. You know, matching bottoms and tops. Fred Perry T-shirt on. You'd be white socks and everything. That would have been cool.
I don't think you would have lasted that long in there dressed like that.
Ankle boots?
No. No. No.
No. No.
If you'd have wore like camo, camouflage or hoodies and snapbacks, baggy jeans, one leg rolled up, Jordan trainers or whatever, then yeah, it probably would have fitted in a lot more with the crowd, but not a shell suit.
Wow.
But anyway, it was a fantastic gig. It was a brilliant like it was just good. Excellent. It was just so nice to see live music as well again. So, yeah,
isn't it lovely going out and doing things again? It is nice and touching people and, you know, being able to.
Yeah.
I mean, my upskirt videos had really stopped completely, and now I've got some. She's starting to be able to get some fresh stuff. That's really good. Well, no, but shaking people's hands and you know, giving them a squeeze and everything. It's lovely again. It is nice.
Yeah.
It is. Really
no, it's brilliant. So the other thing that was pretty different to our normal weekends is we went on a bulldog walk. I've got a bulldog. I don't know whether I've actually showed you a picture of him, or just lately anyway. He's not so much of a puppy now. He's quite, I don't know, he's probably about 28 kilos. He's a right big chunk.
Okay.
Every month there's a park just not far from me, and they have a bulldog walk. So they have like a bunch of owners and about 40 bulldogs, and they all meet up and talk bulldog stuff.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to that, and we took our son as well, Leo, and he was absolutely like going crazy because he goes wild anyway with Domino, our dog. So to have a whole bunch of him, he was just all over the place taking pictures of them all, and he just absolutely loved them. I don't know whether some of the owners quite like. I think some of the owners took offence to some of the things that Leo was saying, but because of his autism, and he just says what he thinks. he was just saying some things, you know, about how they was looking, and what their eyes were like, and how they sounded, and yeah, I don't think he pleased too many people, but he had an absolute whale of a time. It was really cool.
Good. So, now, funny, when you mentioned bulldogs, I think of British bulldogs, which is a very, very English game. You remember? Yeah, so you know what British Bulldogs is, Kim. It's just weird to me. So, you know, the line of guys, you have to try and run through them. It gets a bit rough and tumble.
Yeah.
And this week I was down in this place called Bree, B-R-E-E. It's a half a horse village in Wexford. And we had a big installation. All that's in it is a little primary school, a chapel, graveyard, and this shop. That's it. It's about 100 yards long. That's all it is. And I was waiting, sitting outside, waiting for our lorries to arrive, and they were late, bastards. And there's a whole pile of kids off for Easter, and they're all this very, very thick Southern accent. But one of the things they were discussing was, "Aye, sure, we'll play British Bulldogs. We'll play. Shall we do that? We'll play British." This is so far into the south of Ireland. I didn't think that ever existed there. It's just an oddity. Anyway. Quick side note for the guys that are watching live, and there's quite a few people in there. Hi guys, how you doing? I'm going to put an image on the screen, and it's going to appear very, very shortly. And this is a little bit of a quiz for you guys that are in the live chat tonight, and we'll organise a nice prize for you. It is a week with Greg DeLacy, and the second prize is 2 weeks with Greg DeLacy. So there's a photograph now of Greg's Easter egg hunt. And he wants you to guess how many Easter eggs are here in this little photograph. And we'll give out the answer at the end of the show. And if you want to put your guesses in the chat, or if you're feeling really secretive and you don't want anybody getting you closer, the person that is closest to it or gets it right on the nose will organize a nice little prize for you there. So have a quick look. I'll leave that on the screen for a few minutes. And away we go. Kim, your dad, has he recovered? Has he, like, from the almost disaster of the grain silo falling on him?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my little brother was down today and with his kids, and apparently no one had told my little brother, so he was showing pictures of it off today, and my brother was just like, "Are you serious?" And Dad's like, "Yeah." And then, of course, Dad pipes up, "You know, if I'd have been sitting in that truck, you know, I wouldn't have been coming home." And I'm like, "Yes, Dad, we know that."
Yeah, the picture would have been a bit grainy. It'll give him a something to talk about for ages.
Right.
Yeah, and the new fridge has arrived.
The new fridge has arrived.
The underwear fridge has came.
I don't know how that even got started. I've been getting weird messages all week about that. People are weird.
If Nancy Pelosi can keep her ice cream in hers, you can keep your underwear in it. You can be really cool kid. Yeah. Cool kid. No.
But yeah, it showed up, and they even brought it in and like put the door handles on it, the whole nine yards, put it where it was supposed to go, and yada yada. And I'm like, I didn't pay for that, but they did it anyway. So
cool.
I was appreciative. I think they were just happy to be out of the rain because I picked like the worst day in the world for it to be dropped off because it was raining cats and dogs outside. So I think they were just happy to be out of the rain. Mm. But yeah, it's here. It's nice. It's full of groceries as we speak.
Excellent. You'll survive.
Right?
Thanks for the guesses, guys. Thank you very much so far. There's two guesses in there and they have been noted. That's fabulous. I mentioned last week that I was started to watch The Matrix while I was away on my travels. And I had a night this week. I was away. Was it Wednesday night or Wednesday night, I think it was. And I played a bit of Halo with the guys in the hotel room. Bit more success this week. We'll talk about that in a while.
That's good.
But after that, I watched the last part of The Matrix. I love The Matrix, okay? I love The Matrix. The first film, that first film is just unbelievable. I remember the first time I watched it, it was on a dodgy copy driving out of Belfast with my friend at the time. And we had a dodgy copy on a laptop, a screener. So somebody with
a camera
inside
probably with Russian subtitles.
Yep.
But we were so excited. We just got it off somebody and I loaded it up on an old Toshiba satellite laptop. And while we were driving, I had it on, and that music at the beginning and the lines that nobody had ever seen before. And I have watched The Matrix hundreds of times. It's one of those movies which I'll stick a headphone on my ear and go to sleep with it. Just, I don't even need to see it anymore. I just love it. The second and third, you know, illegally, yes, Batch, yes, it was. Sorry about that. Goodness, you've threw me now being illegal. I have bought it many times since. I've made up for that dodgy copy, okay? but the second
it was your friend's copy that you happened to be there and watch at
it
the
was
same
his,
time.
Yes. I was rebuking him, saying, I thought this was a spreadsheet. We were going to review profit and loss. God damn it, it's The Matrix. Just love it. The second and third, yes, okay, but I'm not that keen on the second and third. Bits and pieces of them. I think if you got the second one and the third one and compressed them a bit. The fourth one is kind of a love story for fans, but it's fucking awful. It really is fucking awful. I watch it because I love The Matrix. It's I mentioned last week, it's interwoven with clips. If you have, I don't know if you've seen it or not, clips of the original three movies. There's bits of them here and there popped in, and God, it's fucking terrible. I watched it. I love more Matrix stuff, but my God, what, it's just disastrous. That's, you have to watch it if you're a Matrix fan. You do. I was actually considering not at all, and I'm glad I got some more Matrix stuff, but. Oh, it's so hammy and so horrible. In fact, Neo is this super cool character. You know, he leaves the room and he's cool. He comes into the room and he's cool. And all the way through the movie, he's like full of self-doubt. Am I really this person? He's so meek and horrible with a stupid look on his face. Sorry. Watch it. And you may disagree with me. It's worth watching if you're a real Matrix fan. But at the same time, it's not. So right. It's just
That seems to be the general consensus from what little I've seen of it on like Twitter and stuff. That's what a lot of them are saying. So
yeah. So there you go. Anyway, yeah. Well, look, Boomer. Honestly, wait for it to come live streaming or somewhere or whatever. If you get somebody with a spreadsheet disc, watch it that way. But no, I will not be adding this to my collection. I will not be adding it to my collection. So just definitely not. So sorry. Okay.
Well, you're talking about films. I've been still smashing this Marvel marathon that I'm on the way through.
Oh.
And
Wow.
I'm watching the Marvel films in chronological order, and now I watched half of the End Game. I've not seen all of it yet, so don't spoil it for me.
Nice.
But I'm down that far. I think I've got another 10 movies to go now. So I'm really, and Shelley's, we're really, really enjoying all of the whole movie collection, to be honest. It's crazy as well. It's so useful watching it in chronological order, because if we'd have watched it in date of release or whatever other order you can watch it in, we wouldn't have got off of the stuff that was going on. It's so crazy. But we've really enjoyed it. And we're at Endgame. So I think things are going to change after that film.
What was the last one you just watched?
We're halfway through Endgame. So I've watched Infinity War. And
in between then, are you watching things like Ant-Man? Where do they fall in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp was before Endgame and Infinity War. So there was Ant-Man and the Wasp. I've seen Black Panther. Trying to think of others that I've seen. All of the Iron Man, Thor Ragnarok, which is a little bit silly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've watched absolutely tons. So I think now, after Endgame, it moves on to Eternals, Loki.
You're starting to scrape the barrel now. It gets to that point. What about Doctor Strange, Doctor Mysterious?
I've seen
Doctor
that.
Strange? Okay.
I've seen Doctor Strange. Yeah. That was
I like Doctor Strange.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
It starts to lose me a bit. You know, I love them. Right. Like the first Iron Mans and everything were great, and those the Marvel ones are good. Not as in the group of them.
The Avengers.
Avengers. Sorry, old man. The Avengers good. The Iron Man movies are good.
Yeah.
But then it starts to get a bit thin for me, you know. What did I have on? Miss Captain Marvel there a week or two ago. I watched it again.
Oh, yeah. And, second one, that is. That's the second movie that you have to watch, the Captain Marvel one.
Wow.
If you watch it in chronological order.
Really?
So, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it is, yeah. And she only reappeared then in Endgame, I think she's in. But yeah, I think it's brilliant. I've really enjoyed
it. Which is amazing, because you were all like, I don't like superhero movies.
I know.
What's wrong with you? It's like and turn-based games.
Turn-based games.
I don't think it's the real Pete.
Oh, dear. Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway. That's really good. I'm glad we're all alive and well. I just want to mention, Greg is in here in the podcast. He's been very quiet tonight. He's a bit of a vegetable. But sadly, he cannot join us this evening because of his vegetable state. But no doubt he'll join us again very soon next week. Because I'm not around. I'm traveling this week coming. This is going to be an odd week. But next week I'm away for 4 nights and I don't think I'll be ripping the ass out of it if I come out on the Sunday evening when I'm home again. So you're on your own next week. Okay, so I suppose, yeah, we do talk about video games here. And video games are the things that we love. We love that when we get absolute time. We know our lives are kind of crazy and we don't always get as much time as we want. But let's get started. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. Thanks for your guesses for the eggs. I may put the egg photograph up later and remind you again, anybody that pops in. There are guesses in there. And I actually almost will have to do some math. Oh, no. No, I can't say that because that gives things away. I don't have to do math at all. No. Okay, we're almost halfway through the month here, Kim. Is there anything that jumps out at us on these free games that are for free? Have you downloaded any of them? More to the point?
I have. I downloaded another site. I downloaded Outpost Kalogi X, which is now gone. But if you did happen to download it, I highly recommend that one because I liked it, especially if you like the little, I don't know what to compare it to exactly. I played like Lemonade Stand and stuff back in the day.
Oh, my God,
Yeah. That's kind of what this reminds you of, because you got to build your little space city, and you've got to build, like, restaurants, and I think even starting out is like a lemonade stand. and you've got to build certain things in order to get your little space city up and running and making you money and that sort of thing.
Wow.
So if you enjoy games like that, I definitely suggest Outpost Colloquy X because
Let
I enjoyed it.
Stand. So,
yeah, right?
So, okay, so back in high school, okay, so I'm 53, so when was that? Well, we had computer studies, okay, so high school computer studies.
Same I would, here.
So, yep. So that's 69, that's 69, 70, that's our very early 80s, yeah, very early 80s, 81, 82. We had Apple Euro Plus computers in our computer suite, and we had computer studies that you went and you learned about the Babbage engines and all those bits and pieces. But you could book time at lunchtime and after school, and there was a sheet went up outside the computer studies door. So we all used to rush. There was a mob to get computer half hour computer time, either at lunchtime or after school. And it got to the point where people were tip-Xing out other people's names to try and jump in. Anyway, so you went into the computer suite. There was three of these machines there, and Lemonade Stand was one of the very, very first games that I played on a computer. Yes, yeah, there was Pong and stuff at home, but on a physical computer, Lemonade Stand was it. And you know, wow, you know, that was it. We had Nightmare Park as well, which was like a, you know, you the zap buzz the zaggers, so it was all ASCII based thing. And I actually didn't port it, but I recreated that on a Commodore 64 and made about 100 copies of that. And they were sold at my local computer shop in Belfast many years ago. So I published a game, that my version of Nightmare Park on a Commodore 64. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's just Lemonade Stand brings it right back. Okay, that's right. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. For the Xbox games with gold, PlayStation, there's for Pete there, the SpongeBob SquarePants, that sounds like Battle for Bikini Bottom. That sounds like your sort of thing.
Yeah, I totally downloaded that.
And then the Amazon Prime, and these Amazon Prime and the Stadia Pro and the Epic, and I'm sure that, I don't know, I mean, there's just so much to play, isn't there? Wow, with that, Turnip Boy commits tax evasion.
That is by far my favorite right there. It just kind of seems fitting.
Boy for a second.
Not that we committed tax evasion, but it you know.
Yeah.
Still.
I don't know. So, for me now, when I'm looking for something new to play, I just go to Game Pass and flick through and go, oh, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
oh, I'll give that a whiz. Give that a go. Give that a go.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the new place is the new PlayStation 1 out now, is it?
Not till June.
No, yeah.
I thought you only had horseshoes and sticks. I had... Boof, you cheeky bugger. I had a bicycle wheel, the rim of a bicycle wheel with no spokes in it, and a bit of welding rod, which was bent about, may I say, it was about 2 feet long, and the bottom was built into a U. And you used to walk behind the bicycle wheel with no spokes in it to make it go. And you touched it with you every now and again, and you could make it do tricks and stuff. I was in there, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I put playing cards with clothes pegs in the back of my bicycle wheel to make a noise.
Yep, yep.
We cut the backs of cereal boxes apart and used to tape them to the front of your handlebars with a number 7 like Barry Sheen. And we really did play. Kids haven't a clue these days. They don't know how to play.
Right? Oh, I know. I've seen that with my nephews. When you send them outside, then they come back in 15. We're bored. And I'm thinking, God, when I was your age, we were outside and you couldn't get us to come back in the house. So
summer holidays, you were out in the morning. You maybe came back for lunch, and then you were out until it was starting to get dark.
Yep.
That was about it. Yeah. So where do you go? Hard wheel stick. Kind of in your mind. Anyway, Heinz baked beans. You not only were they good for eating, but you could actually make a telephone system with them with string.
Oh God!
You know, we actually did that. You know, that's the stuff we did.
Pull the strings tighter,
tighter. Flip me, yeah. And that's why cock cages became a thing with you. By the way, did you realize, Pete, that I accidentally had the audio of the video playing over the top of it with the Cock Cakes video going. Did you realize a couple of weeks ago? I didn't mean to do that. It was accidental, but it turned out to be rather funny. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. They're still talking about it.
Anyway, there's free games out there with PlayStation Plus and Amazon and Stadia Pro, which is still a thing, and Epic Games. And, you know, that's the sort of stuff that you can do. Okay. So, games that we have actually played ourselves. Who do we start with? Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first because I don't have a whole lot.
Okay.
So, yeah. I played some more Puzzle Quest 3 on my phone because, well, you know, mobile games. I know there are some people like, oh, mobile games, ooh, but they're good for time wasters. What the hell? I didn't play much this week because it seemed like every time I tried to pencil out time to play, it just didn't happen. So pretty much all I played more Forza Horizon 5. I screwed around on it today. I actually got a drift time with my little Peel that looks like a little clown car.
Okay.
So yeah, that was fun. Other than that, I played a little game. I think Phil mentioned it here a while back, but it's not on the list. But it's what is it? I Am Fish or I Am the Fish?
Yeah,
it's
yeah. Game Pass. You're a fishbowl. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I played that today because I needed some easy achievements, like right quick, and. It's interesting. I killed my poor little fish like 9 times trying to get it to roll around like it's supposed to, and I would shoot it off of the roof, not knowing that, well, it was a roof. And, the bowl would break, and he would slowly suffocate. So.
Bless you. You should give, you know what, if you're looking for some easy achievements, you should play that Artful Escape.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I have that one downloaded, too.
Because Phil has played it, and he's absolutely loved it, and... I absolutely adored it, and I did the 1,000. I think I had to go back into the game to quickly mop up 2, which were very, very easy to get. But it was a good story and very interesting as well. So,
well, you are good when it comes to those little games like that, because I played, what was it, The Gardens Between, and it was really good.
Yeah. It was lovely. I love, that's my kind of cup of tea. Game that lasts 5 or 6 hours long, and it's a nice sort of, you know, experience. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, it's kind of like different from everything else, which is always kind of nice. So, yeah, I'll have to try that this week. I'll have to load it up. But anyway, that's pretty much it for me this week. Like I said, I tried to play more, but it just didn't happen. So.
Okay, that's cool. All right.
Yeah.
For me, I played some Halo on Wednesday evening with the guys on the usual Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock in the evening, we play Halo Infinite, and we have a bit of crack there. I did play in the hotel room. I was playing it on game streaming at a 25 meg connection. I brought my Xbox Elite controller and connected it to the laptop. The echo wasn't so bad. And still, even, it's hotel Wi-Fi. It was much better than the week before. But even with this, it just wasn't fab with the streaming. So one of the community members is buying a Xbox Series X with the built-in screen.
Oh, yep.
And that, I'm very interested to see how they get on with that, because, you know, if I had the Infinite downloaded as well, so you didn't have that streaming thing, you could get away with the hotel Wi-Fi.
Right.
So that would be kind of interesting. Thanks, Batch, but I'm just being slow. So that was interesting. Now, I also had a bit of a tackle with some more Cyberpunk, which is kind of funky.
Were you enamored with the boob physics, like paint up?
No, my boobs aren't massive. I didn't make massive boobs. I did spend far too long in the character creation section of that. I really did. I am playing as a girly. She does have red hair. That's my thing. She's, you know, just nice. No tattoos. No things in her. Sorry, Pete. Don't. You're an anti-tattoo person, aren't you? Yeah. Well, it's the sort of girl I'd bring home to my mother. Okay. So no tattoos, no, none of these thing implants on her face, none of that stuff. Just a nice girl who kicks ass.
I'm not a particular fan of tattoos on women. Not my thing.
Not even slippery when wet.
That's
surprising. Okay, so we'll set all that up. And last week I just sort of played the intro to it, and there's a like an AI training part that you go into, And I'd just done that. And I picked up where I left off on a couple of sessions there this week, and I've moved on further. And it is kind of really cool. It is. It is. And I'm sure I can get into it. But I'm at that point just yet where it's still teaching me all of the gobbledygook, the lingo, the... What is it? The, what they call them? Brain farts or something that you watch. Brain dances. So it's like a VR experience of someone's memory that you can go in and rewind and look from different angles. It's like Batman trying to find clues. It's that sort of thing. So you're learning about all that sort of stuff. I've getting upgrades. I haven't a clue out about that. But I know how these games go. After a while, you kind of get to know how things work. So it is kind of fun. The shooting is pretty good in it.
No way.
And it looks like a very interesting world. Let's take a break. So I'll continue on with it. It hasn't got its hooks in me yet. Because of all the lingo-y stuff. But it has lots of nice eye candy. I'll give you that.
Okay.
You know.
Go ahead.
That's kind of neat.
T-bug to Linky.
It's not a game for kids at all. But yeah, look, cool, interesting, and I'll keep on playing that. I did have another session again with Greg on. What night was it? What day is today? This is Sunday, so it must have been last night. It was the night before. I had a really good Halo session with Greg and myself. I think he was still on, and I was coming on to play Cyberpunk, and ended up just playing Halo, and had a ball, we had a laugh, it was just the two of us, just playing Fiesta, and that was good. So I'm enjoying my gaming time when I get it.
Judy, so
there we go. That was me. Fine. Pete, what about you and your popcorn? What did you get playing, kid?
So I've been playing Cuphead again with my son, and we've got a lot further than
what's happening?
When I last spoke about it. We've defeated quite a few bosses now. I think this is us paired just practicing, going through the grind. And just building experience, and we're quite far. We're in like the third part of the map now. It's in three parts, I think, the whole game, and we're pretty much 80% of the way through now. But by God, that game is so tough. But we're enjoying it. We're just chipping away at it each time. Sometimes we're on one level for like 4, 5, 6 hours, maybe 3 weeks. But yeah, we enjoy it. I've downloaded Cyberpunk, so I'm in the Cyberpunk. I'm in the Cyberpunk clan. But when I did read that message about, I just see them pop up on my phone. It's not like we're going to the chat all the time, but I've seen it come up, and I can't remember how much time you said that you spent in the character creation, and I was just like,
I just said far too long.
Okay, that's enough for me. That's enough. So I just thought, I'm not going to fire that game up yet, because I'll probably end up doing the same. And I probably should have worded it a little bit better earlier about tattoos on people. It's not just women that I find, I don't know, it's not like I find it unattractive, but people that I find attractive, some man crushes that I've got, females that I like, they tend to not have tattoos. It's just one of those things. I don't know why, which is really strange because I'm absolutely covered in them, but people that I look at and I think, oh yeah, they're attractive, they tend not to have tattoos.
Well, you can imagine, look, Darth Vader probably really fancies Snow White. No, so yeah, that sort of thing. Chalk and cheese. Mm. And in the character creator, then it's great because you can have the best of both worlds.
Well, I always tend to pick females when I've played. Ever since I was a kid, I've always picked females when I play games. But there we go.
But in the character creator, you can decide to have the best of both bits. You can have.
Can you?
Different tops, different bottoms. So,
right.
You know, if you're into that way, you can do whatever you want there. So
I might even do that then, just for, I might
and
even
do that. You can
choose
the size of your pillow as well as the size of your top, yeah.
I don't want to go past the national average of 3.5 inches on the soft. So, why do we always end up talking like this?
It's me. Anyway. It's not you guys. It's me. I am just a dirty old man. That's just the height of it. You know,
so,
I'm just thinking about those Easter eggs. Are they fertilized or not? I just
So the one game I have been playing though is over the past couple of weeks, not really much of, but Gears Tactics.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
Who said that I was in a lot of this game? But
okay, so Pete.
Yeah.
Sell it to me. Okay, so I really haven't had a lot of luck with those sorts of games.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I'm probably going to be the worst back, person soldier. That's going to like do an elevator pitch for this type of game. There's a whole lot of reading to start off with, which I'm not a fan of. And changing it from is it text to speech that you can do on the Xbox? I did that, to be fair. But anyway, there's a whole lot of things that you have to read at the start of the game. But It's almost like Gears of War on a go slow. You could play a whole act, just like you can on the Gears video game, but you're just doing it in different sequences and you're doing it in steps, and it's brilliant. It's so good. You've still got your squad. You can still go in cover. You can still you've still got to watch what ammo you use. There's cases to get. There's different missions on every single level that you've got to do, or there's extras as well. There's optional extras which get you bonuses. So basically, all you're doing is you're working as a squad of four. You've got a mission. You can basically go out there and just kill shit if you wanted to, but it's better just to go out there and scout, and you benefit more from your cases and stuff. And you can upgrade your weapons. You can upgrade your armor. It's so good. You get skill points, and there's a level up system. I just think it's brilliant.
But is it fast enough moving and stuff? Is it, you know, is it?
It's as fast. This is the thing. It's as fast as you want it to be. It's that there's always, once you've finished your turn, there's the enemy turn, and there's always things going on. So as long as you, if you want to play it fast paced, you can play it fast paced. But there's also that strategic, well, I'm going to hold back a bit. I want to see what the enemy do, and I want to see how they surround that surround where I am, or surround. It's almost like capture the flag. There's two bases, and they've got 7 points each. They're supply points, and you almost have to go to those points and capture both of them before the locusts do. So there's an element of like you really need to push yourself and get out there into the battlefield, but also at the same time you've got. 2-3 groups of locusts working up against you and basically trying to overrun you. I think it's really good.
Okay.
I didn't like it at first. I didn't like the whole, like I say, a lot of reading and understanding the game. But once I got it was almost like it just clicked. There was a switch that just come on, and I was just like, right, I know what to do. And it's not like you've got to go further and further into it as far as any more reading, or it's any more complications. It's pretty straightforward. So yeah,
Turnip Boy is going to be sitting with a big smile on his face. He really is. He's going to be listening to this back going, I got him, Turnip Boy. He's going to be going, I got him. He's going to be going, he's all so cool. I love this. Fantastic, and you know, this man is now playing this game, and I've done everything I needed to do, and he'll be sitting on the toilet listening to this going, victory's achieved. Yeah, that's DeLacy for you.
I think it's great.
Okay.
Worth having a go, Warwick.
Okay, it's worth having a go. That's what it says on the box, so it must be true. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. Thank you very much, Pete, for that. At least we're playing games. That's a positive thing, isn't it? And long may continue. If any of you guys are having fun with Gears Tactics, please let us know. What are you having fun with? And give us a holler. I want to see what have we got in the chat here. Game audio is quite loud. Damn it, are you hearing the fucking game audio again? Or are you messing me about? You shouldn't be hearing the game audio. If you're hearing the game audio, damn it, you shouldn't be. You're not hearing the game audio.
T Tekka Dan says, I've been playing the latest Lego Star Wars game, and it's very clever how it's built. Who doesn't love being a big kid at heart?
Yeah.
They are good, these Lego games. Yeah. They are so well built. They're brilliant, all of them.
Yeah, because Jasmine's now 4, and she's wanted, you know, like the boys came out to play Xbox, and she wanted to come out and play Xbox. Now, she's not at the stage that she can control the controller yet.
Right.
Yeah.
But once she gets it, Lego game is what I'm really looking forward to sitting down and playing with her. And this new Lego game, again, I've got such, I've pretty much got them all, but that new one, really good. You know, Lego Marvel Superheroes is such a fantastic
game. Oh, yeah.
And there's some fantastic ones. Even the old Indiana Jones series ones were just awesome. So, for sitting having time with the kids is it's really, really good. And those are fabulous games for kids and daddies and mummies alike. So,
just to confirm as well, Batch, like I said, 7 hours. I think this is me talking about Cuphead. And don't forget, this is me playing like Cuphead with my son. Like, he gets quite bored after some time when he can't do a level, and he wants to like just boycott our gaming session and ends up like killing himself, and then. Yeah, it ends up in a bit of a mess. Ends up killing me, doing whatever he has to do. As long as he's having fun.
Yeah, and Batch has been back into Fortnite again for some strange reason. He's holding on to his youth. God help him. Okay, what I'm going to do here now is I'm going to fire up the eggs once more. Anybody that didn't see the eggs, these are eggs. These are Greg DeLisi's fertilized eggs. He had an egg hunt. And he has sent me this photograph to say, please, in the live chat, guess how many eggs that he hid around the garden. And he'll have a nice prize for you there. So if you want to put it up in the chat, if you haven't already done, have a look at that photograph now and tell us how many eggs you have. You think they're there. We already have entries. So the person that's closest to it, without math, will win a nice prize. Don't know what that prize is, but... maybe Greg will send you some of his DNA in an envelope. So I'm going to take that off the screen again now. So have a look. There you go. If you're watching this on a live stream on YouTube later on or on Twitch later on, please email us with your guesses or send us whatever way you want to do it. Wow. Batch has changed. Look at that. Well, we'll see about that, but fair enough. We'll see. My goodness, Batch. Well, I think what we're going to do now is we're going to do a bit of this stuff here.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, some news time. Let's see what's in the news. Sony and Nintendo are going to stop billing unused game subscriptions in the UK. Wow, that's kind of interesting. Sony and Nintendo are following Microsoft and halting payments for unused gaming subscriptions in the UK. The country's Competition and Markets Authority has obtained an agreement with Sony that will wind down unused PlayStation Plus accounts. Sony will remind inactive subscribers to end payments and, if there's still no activity, stop taking payments altogether. Nintendo, meanwhile, no longer auto-renews Switch online subscriptions by default. Well, I'm really glad they've actually joined in this as well, so that's a very nice thing. Now I know they're being forced to do it with this Markets Authority thing, but that is an annoyance where there's subscriptions that we have that you have to go in there and god damn it, it's auto renewed again. I would probably fall into that Sony thing because it's been months and months and months since I've used mine, so I don't know how long it will be. Does it have to be inactive for a year, or I don't know? But that's a good thing. They're being forced to do it because there's lots and lots of subscriptions we all have that we have just let keep on going. And I forget, I'll cancel that. I'll cancel my Netflix, or I'll cancel that, and you just let it go. Or Adult Friend Finder, or whatever it may be that you're into, and it just keeps on going. So, you know. Now, why are you laughing, mate? Anyway, CD Projekt Red delays The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt Next Gen Update indefinitely. So indefinitely, demand-splain it means if you're deaf, you'll have it sometime. Don't count on playing The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Next Gen Update in the near future. CD Projekt Red has delayed the free upgrade release until further notice, after deciding to finish the project with an internal development team instead of Saber Interactive. The company wants to evaluate the necessary scope of work, according to a statement. The Wild Hunt update was originally slated to arrive in the second quarter, that is, before the end of June. See, they're even mansplaining. It would refresh the 2015-era game for PlayStation 5, Xbox X and S, and PC with ray-traced lighting, faster loading times, and possibly other features, taking advantage of modern hardware. This would be a complete edition with expansions and other content, including material inspired by Netflix Witcher series. Again, that last paragraph means nothing because it ain't coming, and some guy on his lunch break might do a wee bit of work on it now and again. So it's like the sign on the shop that says, free beer tomorrow. Sounds like a great deal. But you come back tomorrow and that sign is still there. So there you go. There's another change of a guess. I don't really know what I don't want to do about that. These guys are pushing the boundaries of egg-tasticnesses. Okay, so Boof, good lad. There's another one in. Boof. Boof has a 210. There's a 210. We have guesses here of Batch 120 and 269. I'm pronounce that again.
They're quite high, I think.
We've got 150, 169. We've got a 200 and a 210.
Yeah, I'd have said 150.
So, okay, that Pete has got 150. Kim, do you want to have a guess here too?
Yeah, I'll go 130.
Ooh,
it's a low one. Yeah,
I reckon. Chances.
Yeah, this...
Martin said 12.
Martin said 12.
Good old Martin.
Said 12. Martin is actually one of the closest to zero yet.
He needs an eye test.
Should have went to spec, Thaverse boy. Okay, and the last little bit piece of stuff that we have in here is what? Yes, Epic Games receives $2 billion investment from Sony and Lego's parent company. Epic Games have received two big briefcases stuffed with cash, which will help it advance the company's vision to build the metaverse and support its continued growth. Sony and Kirkby, the majority owner of the Lego group, are each ploughing $1 billion into the publisher, and the funding puts the post-money equity valuation of Epic at $31.5 billion, while the founder and CEO, Tim Sweeney, remains in control. Holy shit, Paul. That's Epic. As an Epic batch. Epic. That's Fortnite people, isn't it?
Epic. Do they even need this investment, though? I mean, they make a fortune, don't they?
Billions. I mean, flip me. I mean, Lego really has nothing to do with it. I mean, that's a red herring there. As far as it's the Lego group, so what? But what are they going to do with another two in the metaverse?
I don't know.
So the metaverse, is this right? I mean, metaverse is, this is Facebook guy, VR, blah, 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 making the metaverse virtual world. Yeah, and we're all going to go in. So is this is into this sort of thing, is it? I mean, it's not really, it's just they've got an investment. It's like us investing in you, Pete, to whatever.
I really wouldn't.
No. Well, I mean, if we invested $2 billion in Pete to go and do something, there must be a something. Just saying it's advance the company's vision to build the metaverse and support its continued growth. How much money do these companies make? What is the return on investment on $2 billion? Microsoft will take over OC Podcast next. No, I'm sorry. I am sorry, Martin. Elon Musk has already bought a 9% share in the Overseas Connection podcast, and next week we may have something to announce. He's offered us $54.2 per share and we have to give them change. So, yeah. Anyway, that's interesting. I have no idea what it means. It just means lots of money. I mean,
it does, yeah.
Yeah. So Tim Sweeney, I'm sure, imagine if he gets his 1% bonus out of his 2 billion, he'll do all right there. Yeah. He'll do all right. Isn't it weird? I mean, there's money and there's liquid money, and some of these figures, it's just unbelievable. Just crazy. Anyway, Kim, give me a break and talk this lengthy list of new releases, please.
Let me get a swig. Oh, you have a swig.
Have a swig.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Your new releases for April 17th through the 23rd are Star Wars The Force Unleashed for the Switch on April 20th and Teardown for PC on April 21st. And those are your new releases.
Oh, for God's sake, I can't even flip me.
I know, right?
What am I supposed to do?
Definitely in the desert time of gaming, I think.
No, I don't think so. I think this is COVID. I think at this time of year you would have had quite a bit, but mm-hmm. I think it's because of COVID we're just not getting stuff.
Probably.
And I think that's I don't remember a year when there was only ever a couple of things like that. There was always
right.
You know, 10 or 12 things on it every single week. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Because anyway. We have weeks where there's two games, and then the next week we might have 20. Yeah. So,
and on that list, Star Wars, that's The Force Unleashed. But that's a really, really old game. That's a port over to it, isn't it?
Right, I think so.
And Teardown, I have no clue what that is. So,
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, well, those are your new releases, so enjoy the new releases and have a great time with them. So, yeah, whatever. I did buy Doge... A coin boof. I did buy quite a bit of Dogecoin, and I'm what's called a bag carrier. So, Batch Gaming. Sorry, I'm at the limit of the foster kids that we can possibly have. Saying that we're losing a library book this week. Blake is moving on to a more permanent home, and he goes on Wednesday. But I think we've got two more coming in on Wednesday evening again. So, what do you do? Such is life. But do you know what? The best way you can be gently fostered by us, we will look after you on a Wednesday evening between 9 o'clock UK time and about 11 o'clock. And let us foster you. Come and talk to us and shoot some other Halo-type people. And even if you don't like Halo, you can come along and chat. Even if you can't join in with the game, join Xbox Live on your phone and join in and give us some stick and have a bit of fun there. So that's every Wednesday evening, 9 o'clock UK. Work it out from the rest of the world and join us then. And that'll be kind of full. We're going to tidy up the show tonight because it is Easter and it is that sort of thing. So I'm going to play some games after this, I think, actually. Oh, okay. The Easter egg challenge is still up. It is still up there. I meant to take that down. So, final guesses. How many eggs are on that photograph? And that's just about it. So, the eggs are disappearing now. Now, eggs are gone.
Please don't forget that there's an egg up that rabbit's bum.
Yes. Yeah. None of those eggs will be the prizes. I'm quite sure. Oh, shit. Martin's changed.
I'll tell you what, that's a real 11.
He has changed his answer as well. I really have to. So, yeah. Okay. So,
I really like that egg in the middle, the real fancy gold one. That's cool. That is. I wonder if that breaks up and reveals another 45 eggs.
It's a Fabergé egg that he stole from Ocean's 11. Would you stop picking your nose, Pete?
I'm just scratching it. Oh, Jesus.
It'll be like a face hugger or something. We'll jump out of it.
He's such a dad.
I'm an expert dad. Yes.
I was going to say, he's got some practice at it.
Okay, chat amongst yourselves here while I try and do some math, okay?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Is he adding each of the baskets together?
Fuck me.
That's what he's doing.
Okay, there's that. I have to take your first answers, guys. I'm sorry, Martin. I know you're you know, you went from 12 to 11.
He's got to take his shoes off and use his toes to count, too, so, you know.
There's 13, and he's going to lose it, you know.
Oh, Oh, and get this shit, it is snowing outside right now.
No.
It's snowing outside your house.
Yes, it's snowing. It went from rain to snow. And believe it or not, 2 weeks ago we had 70-degree weather.
Wow.
So, yeah.
We got street rides outside ours. We get them every Easter Sunday. One of those things.
Okay, we have a winner. We have a winner.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
We had about 50 people enter.
So we had Batch was in there. We had Tehan in there. We had Boomer in there and Boof in there. We had guests from Pete and Kim. So very, very, very close was Martin. And his second guest was 11. And unfortunately, we had to rule that out. So Martin Gregg's done some of this here. He was different. Yeah, he's lost it a bit. The transplant went really wrong. Yeah. So, Martin, you were very, very close. But, yeah. It's very, very close between... Well, it's not really close at all. There's one person. The correct answer is... There's 100... Let me just have a look. Yes. Drum roll, please. There's 179 eggies in that pile of eggies. And the correct closest answer to that is Boomer. And he guessed 200. So, there was 150. There was 169, but I can't take your second answer. Sorry, I should have been first one round. But Boomer, well done, lad. You have won an undisclosed gift.
Probably a used tank top or something.
Possibly, or one of those. we've no idea what it's going to be, so Greg will furnish you sometime through the week with one of some DNA in an envelope, probably in a plastic bag. So
how many was there, Robin?
179.
Wow.
So there you go. Well done, Boomer. Wow, he's another winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So that's absolutely fantastic. Okay, so with that egg-tastic news... we are going to start to wrap up the show. Thanks, everybody in the live chat. That's been fun tonight. Please email the show at podcast@ocpod.com or on Facebook. That's where we'll advertise the podcast or wherever you get your podcast from. Tweet us at @OC_podcast. Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. Leave us a chat, a review, a bit of whatever it is. And Kim, say hello to people.
Hello, people. I'm going to shout out our chatters. We've had a few, and the chat's been really good today, so thanks for that. Lord, Batch Gaming, Tekadan, and for God's sakes, if I fumble your name, just tell me later, it's fine. You're not the first person, trust me. Boomer, is it Boof or Boff? I've heard both ways. And Martin has all been in the chat today, so thanks, guys. It's been fun. I like when there's people in the chat, because, you know, it keeps things interesting. Shout out to Mother
Pete
Nature.
And I are definitely not interesting, so that's
No, not at all. We've been podcasting for too long. The interest is gone now. Now, shout out to Mother Nature, because apparently she's schizophrenic. Because, like I said, it is snowing right now at my house. And, God, I hate snow.
Yeah.
I really hate snow.
April showers.
Right? This is not what they were suggesting, I don't think. But anyway, it'll be what it'll be. Because eventually, here in about a week or so, it's going to warm up and be 70 again. And I can't wait. So, shout out to you guys. Didn't know for sure if I was going to make it.
Good.
And, but here I am, and it's been fun, even though Greg's a turnip.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's got tax evasion going on? Because, turnip boy, tax evasion.
Well, yeah.
Greg?
You see, to explain to Batch, Batch has asked, why is there a turnip who done it and murdered Greg? So when a host isn't on, generally we'll put up a photograph of them, and that's why we've put Greg's photograph up, Batch. It's just Greg's photograph without his makeup on. And that's that. So, okay, Pete, my halo of a wonderful podcast host who's sitting in golden light tonight.
Right?
I've never mentioned that. I mean, you are sitting in
gold. We didn't know Pete was so angelic.
Yeah, it is.
It's
absolutely.
His voice, isn't it?
It's like Easter. He has risen. It actually, the light behind, it brings out the highlights in your beard.
Thanks. I don't know who to thank, because I'm just so overwhelmed with all of the fans that I've got and all of the appreciation. Yeah. I'm gonna shout out Greg, because he texted me today and he says, I don't know whether this is like a bit of a a ploy to find out whether I'm going to turn up on the podcast or not. But he was just like, oh, Pete, I'm probably not going to talk to you today, but happy Easter, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah. He copied, copied and pasted it with me. He didn't even change Pete to Robin.
I didn't think any more about it.
He sent me that today, and that's the only happy Easter message that I've got from anyone outside of the people that I live with.
Isn't that nice?
Shout out to Greg. Yes,
isn't that lovely?
Yes.
Okay, I want to say thanks to everybody in the live stream and the live chat. That's been good fun tonight. To Phil, who has an anniversary of his father, actually, this few days, passing away. And that's why he's not here tonight. But he will be back soon. He's had a pretty tough time of it of late. We're hoping that Mark can get his butt back into gear again and join us, because we all miss Mark and all of the emails that we get every week. There is none of them have been about Mark coming back onto the show. There's been none of the emails at all, actually, of late anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm sure if we had emails, they would all be about Mark coming back. So, Mark, get back. We want you back here, Mark. We need you back here. Come on. You're the OBS expert and streaming expert. And me, I'm just getting through. Anyway, and Greg, yes, see you next week. The week after next, I am away traveling out. I have two, think of me, suffering. I've had to buy a new tuxedo. I have two black tie do's in the 1 week. I'm thinking that I could do a Will Smith on the first one, and I could get banned for 10 years, maybe 6 years for good behavior for the second one and never be invited back. So, yes, I have to be on my best behavior and not get really, really drunk and tell people what I really think of them. They are not my friends or my customers. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for listening to the show. It'll be edited tomorrow morning. The egg jokes are coming in the live stream now. I have to address this now. You must be yoking. Yes, it must be good. The egg puns are coming. Yes, I woke up. Yes, indeed. How do you like your eggs, love? Unfertilized. All that sort of stuff. Play safe. Play nice. Don't get into too much trouble. If you do get into trouble and you need bailed out of jail, please use your one phone call to me. Please call me if you're in jail and you need bailed out and it's a one phone call, because I want to record the message and play it on here while I laugh. So play safe, play your games. If you see us online, please quite happily join in and join the chat, and we will see you all next time. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.